So what does John MacArthur think about salvation? Well, let's find out.
You have to face your own sinfulness. You have to face the reality that you have violated the law of God, that you're headed toward judgment in eternal hell. In order to be saved from that, you have to turn from your sin and embrace the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
So in order to be saved, John MacArthur says that you have to turn from your sins to be saved. Turn from your sins and embrace Jesus. That's interesting because if the gospel is turn from your sins, shouldn't we find that phrase in the Bible? If you do a simple search for turn from your sin in the Bible, you will find zero Bible results for turn from your sin. Because that's not the gospel. The gospel is not turn from your sins to be saved. That is not the gospel. So John MacArthur is absolutely wrong when he says that you have to turn from your sin to be saved. That is works. Matthew 7, 22-23 says, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." So Jesus said he never knew these people because they were never saved. But what were they trusting in? Were they trusting in Jesus to save them? No, they were trusting in their many wonderful works to save them. Works is not what saves you. But John MacArthur says that you have to turn from your sins to be saved. Now, Jonah 3:10 said, God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. So turning from your evil way is works, according to the Bible. But does works save you? Absolutely not. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So if the Bible says salvation is not of works, then turning from your evil way or turning from your sin has nothing to do with salvation, because that is works. Bible's very clear that it is not of works. So what do you have to do to be saved? Well, the Bible's very clear about that. The question is, what must I do to be saved? And the answer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It doesn't say, turn from your sins to be saved. It said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Bible says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It doesn't say if you turn from your sins. It doesn't say if you do works. No. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. So you have to confess that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins, and that he rose again from the dead. It says right here, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's what you have to believe to be saved. That's what you have to do to be saved. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. See, salvation is a free gift. All you have to do is accept it. Jesus did all the work on the cross. John MacArthur's wrong when he says that you have to turn from your sins to be saved. All you have to do is believe in Jesus, believe that he's the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins, that he rose again from the dead, and just ask him to save you, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Again, notice it doesn't say, "Whosoever shall turn from their sins shall be saved." No. It's all about believing on Jesus, trusting in him to save you. That's it. It has nothing to do with your works.